offense, what they've done the last couple of weeks, is that have they even taken things up another notch since you saw them in September?
They're the same team. You know, they're winning, you know, and they're doing what it takes to win. They've been in a couple of shootouts, you know, at the end of a game, so they won in overtime. You know, you look at Jacksonville game, you look at Detroit game, and their offense has scored a lot of points. So what they've done is, you know, not as much running, so they have to throw the football to catch back up.
They've had their quarterback, running back, big receiver, tight end, all sort of in place for several years. How much that continuity served them well, you think?
Oh, a lot. I mean, to me, I think, you know, anytime you got the same system for 5 years, you don't have to think about what you're doing. You got to put the pieces together, and they've done that. I think they've done it really well. You know, like you said, they got a good quarterback, and he knows their system. They got a really good running back who understands how to play. They got a top receiver, and then they got guys that are around them. You know, they surround themselves with a good tight end, and then the other guys are great supporting role. You know, you don't have to throw the ball 83 every time. You better get it to 80, though. But if you don't cover 83, he'll get the touchdown. So they understand what they're doing, and I think their guys are really in tune to what their roles are on their team.
Speaking of that, though, they got the two running backs. Are they maybe as good 1-2 as anybody is at that position?
Well, you know, when you look at it and you've studied film enough, we've watched, you know, the teams we've played, you would say that against us. You know, but I could think, you know, you look at Carolina when they was really rolling a couple of years ago and they had, you know, those two running backs. When you get running backs that can get 1,000 yards apiece, you're really good. You know, and then your running game is big, your play action pass game is big, and then you got good wide receivers. So, you know, those guys, they're really good at what they do.
Is the biggest difference with Andre over the past few weeks just the fact that he's healthy and he's been able to practice so much?
Yeah, to me, I think, you know, Andre is Andre. You know, you look at him, 11 years in the league, he's been consistent from day one. He was consistent like that coming out of the University of Miami. And, you know, barring the injury, he's probably still one of the top receivers in this league. And you got to give respect because if they throw the football his way, he's going to catch it. You know, you don't hear a lot about him complaining. You never hear a lot about any negative stuff about him. You know, you may hear one or two things in 11 years, and I think that's expected. But for the most part, when you got a solid football player on your team and you could build around that and that guy can stay there, you're going to be pretty good.
Did you blitz a lot more Sunday, or just guys had more success getting there?
Well, I think it was just a game. You know, it gave us a chance to get there. We didn't blitz as much as people think. You know, that gave us a chance to, you know, just to do the hugging and get there and do some things that we thought could take advantage of the protection that they was giving us.
If somebody told you you had 7 sacks and lose a game, I mean, you feel good about the sack part, but
you really don't even feel good about the sack part because you lost the game. I think, you know, again, you know, I said it since day one. I don't think sacks is an indicator how good your team is going to be. I think that's a unit thing. You know, you always want to look at wins, and then the wins can trickle down to how many sacks you got, how many intercepts you got. I'm still a big believer. If you make them kick field goals, you get turnovers, get up the field on third down, you win. You win a lot of games. Sacks is just, to me, I think it's a byproduct of it.
Speaking of those sacks, do you still emphasize trying to get turnovers as well on those sacks?
Of course. You know, I think, you know, on one play, Zach Brown did get a sack and the ball came out. It just so happened the referee blew the whistle so fast. So you really don't see that play, but it was a fumble, you know, and both of them had their back to the quarterback, so you can't dispute that when the whistle's blown. But, you know, if you hit the quarterback, you want to get the ball out, you're not just satisfied with a sack. So, like I said, to me, I'd rather take a turnover any day on a W.
McCarthy's been dinged again, I guess, a little bit. And if you're not able to go with him on Sunday, how much of a dent does that put in what you guys like to do and want to do? Because a lot of it seems predicated on his calls and what he does.
Well, that's up to the head coach, and we'll wait for that on Sunday.
I'm talking about what kind of impact is missed when he's not out there?
Well, I mean, hopefully he's out there on Sunday, so hopefully we don't have to miss none.
What's your frustration level with Jordan Babineau, you know, throughout the course of the season? I know he has found himself back on the sideline again after maybe taking a bad angle on Sunday.
Well, I mean, to me, I don't think there's a frustration level. I think, you know, there's a ability that I know Jordan Babineau is a better football player than what he's shown. And, you know, I think, you know, giving him a fair chance, we got a chance to talk. We looked at some film from Seattle 2 years ago because that's the only way I'll get a chance to see him. And what he does, and I showed him that. And I said, you know, I'm looking for this guy. You know, and he's seen that. And I thought, you know, yesterday he had a really, really good practice. And, you know, sometimes you kind of lose sight of who you are, where you are, don't know for what reason. But I think he understands, you know, what we're looking for. You know, I'm wholeheartedly in his corner, and I want him to do well. You know, I stood up for him on the table, and I expect for him to do well. And I think he does the same thing. It's just that I have to remind him on film of this is why we brought you here. You're a great communicator. You're a small football player. You make plays. We're not asking you to make every play. But we ask you to make plays and get these other guys lined up. And sometimes late in your career, you have to do more things. And I think he can do that.
I know he's got to be probably a little bit frustrated, too, by the way the season's played out for him. But it seems like he's kept a pretty good attitude. He said maybe even when he got taken out of that game, he was trying to help Robert to get him up to speed. I mean, did he have kind of the attitude you're looking for a guy, even though maybe he hadn't played up to his expectations?
Well, of course. I mean, to me, I think attitude, the head coach talks about attitude all the time. Attitude is the first thing you have to have when you come here as a football player, and that's a starter or backup. Because if your attitude is bad, it's probably going to fluctuate down to the other players. If your attitude's good, you can pick somebody else up. And I think in that situation, he understands what we're trying to do. And the bottom line is, it's not the 7 sacks. It's not taking Jordan Babineau out of the game. It's winning the game. And if you're here other than any of that reason, I think you're here for the wrong reason.
He hadn't lost his job. Last thing on him, he hadn't lost his job.
Of course not. Before, yeah, of course not.
I mean, when Al Afolava got hurt, he just started to get a little bit more playing time. Could he potentially come back at kind of that same level and see some more playing time, or is it going to take him a little bit?
Well, we'll see. You know, I think Al hadn't done anything for a couple of weeks, you know, as far as the football. You know, and so we'll get a chance to see what he can do. You know, we know that we like his physical presence, and I think that helps our defense. And you know, when you got physical football players out on the football field on defense, that's going to help you. So we're trying to get those type of guys out there, and if he's ready to go, then we welcome him out being out on the football field.
Brown and Ayer has been making plays more consistently lately. We've seen what McCarthy can do when he's healthy. How much do those three sort of, or how close are they to your image of what a linebacking group should be?
Well, to me, I think they're real close. You know, you got those guys playing together consistently. You know, if the organization keep those guys for 3 or 4 years together, you can just see the youth in them. They'll grow. They'll grow in experience. They'll understand how to get in a room and watch film by themselves and say, hey, look, guys, we want to do this and this. And then you don't have to sit there and wait for somebody to spoon feed you. Once you get past that level and those guys understand how they can make plays together, those three of them, I think the sky's the limit, especially when you're young, you're athletic, and you can make plays. And, you know, I think the attitude's in the right place. They're really good football players, not selfish. Nobody has, you know, overblown inflation of themselves. So you can see that those guys are real humble, and they want to win. And if they can understand that being healthy, being around here a long time will help you win.
This probably comes up every time you play the Texans, but is there a fine line between a clean chop block and one that's illegal, you think?
Well, to me, I think they've kind of defined that in the rules, you know, and what that is, you know, you just got to go with what the rules say. And I think, you know, Houston understands that. You know, just like every team that runs a stretch play, you understand what a clean chop block and what an illegal one is. And I'm pretty sure that those guys know that.
Without naming names, do you ever go up to refs and alert them to, like, a certain situation before the game?
Well, the good thing is I think the refs, you know, they watch all the film from the week before, so they already know, you know, if there's a guy or a fine line between a chop block or not chop block. And so those guys are already armed and ready. You know, that's the positive thing that referees do today. They don't sit there and wait on Sunday to judge something. They already watch film. They know what they're coming in on, who's the guy that they can pretty much watch and who they don't have to watch.
You want to name any names about who maybe they should watch on Sunday?
Yeah, the scoreboard and get us a W.
How much has Wembley's play progressed now that he's got 2/3 of the season in the books as a full-time defensive end?
Well, a lot. You know, you see, anytime you change and you go from linebacker to DN, a linebacker to DN, and now he's just playing straight defensive end, it's a little bit different. You know, the run game was a concern early, but it's really not a concern because he's strong at the point of attack. He knows how to fight those guys off. And when he gets past that and not really worrying about, you know, are they going to run the ball my way? You know, I think the next step he can take is off the action, the boot action. You know what? Go pass rush and go sack the quarterback. That's the stuff that he's going to grow and instincts going to kick in to where now guys who play defensive end for 4 years, they already got them instincts. He's learning them again.
Brown's had a boost in his confidence during and after the Pittsburgh game has really helped him in the past couple of weeks. Have you seen similar out of him?
Yeah, you know, we're starting to expect things out of Zach. You know, when he first started playing, I think it was in the Houston game, you know, he had an okay game. He made some plays and he gave up some plays. And then, like you said, the more he plays, the more confidence he gets in himself. And even we told him, you know what, you rushed two more times last week. You should have had two more sacks. So when a coach starts expecting things out of you and you expect it out of yourself, you become a better football player. When they don't expect anything out of you, you go out there and do something, then the expectation rises. And I think that's what he's doing for himself.